Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. There are very few people who we consider like quasi members of the show. I mean, there are very few, right? Les Levine is certainly one of them. And another one joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. A guy who actually comes into the studio on his own because he wants to come into the studio. I mean, usually it's tough to get people to come in. Brian says, I'm coming in. Brian Anderson, former Indians pitcher, joining us right now. Hello, BA. How are you, buddy?
You know what? I'm doing well. And is it me or are these weeks starting to go faster? It seems like I'm on with you guys just about every day now.
We could only hope.
Well, you know, BA, we've got a spot for you. I mean, we've got a spot for you every day at 12:20 if you want it. I mean,
hey,
I'm just saying.
Guys, my schedule's wide open, okay? You know the phone number.
I'm looking burn face, track down, purse snatcher, Baskin and Phelps. Okay, now that I've seen your agenda.
Welcome to BA, AB, and JP. I kind of like that. That would work. Our baseball update is brought to us by WOW Internet TV and Phone. BA, is there a baseball update? You hearing anything down there in the great state of Florida about what might happen baseball-wise?
You know what? Really haven't heard anything outside of what anybody else has heard. You know, I know that I read a report yesterday that Rob Manfred had told his staffers that he fully expects there to be baseball in 2020, and so certainly that is great news if he's feeling that confident to be able to spread that message. And I think that maybe where that confidence starts to grow is you look overseas and you see the Chinese Baseball League, based out of Taiwan, I believe, they have started up. I read that South Korea and their professional baseball league, their opening day has been set for May the 5th. Now, this, of course, is, without fans, in the stands. But it's something, and it's a start. And I think that with those two leagues, starting to ramp up and get going, it starts to build confidence over here that, maybe they can assemble something here in the next few months.
There was the notion yesterday with adding Texas into the mix now with Arizona, Texas, and Florida and trying to get – the season moving at some point. What are your thoughts on that? What's the best scenario, BA, you've heard for trying to reopen baseball at some point?
I was intrigued by the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League. I like the idea of such a, once in a generation, once in a lifetime, thing that we're dealing with here, that all of a sudden, if you were able to get baseball up and going again, that you would just completely throw the norm out the window and say, let's have a year where the divisions get jumbled. And it's not National League and American League. And, the Rays, for instance, would be in a, division with, of course, the Red Sox, but also the Twins and the Braves, the Orioles, I think, maybe coming out of Sarasota. So why not do something, a little bit off kilter in such an off kilter period of history? So that's always intrigued me in that sense, number one. But number two, it gives everybody a home base. The Arizona plan, 30 teams, 11 ballparks. Where's your home locker room? Where's your home base?
Right.
And you can't say the hotel. This isn't American Legion baseball. This isn't travel ball. This is Major League. So you want to have your own base, your own locker room. You can't expect the Major League clubhouse to be cleaned out after every game, which is what you'd have to do out in Arizona. So at least with the spring training sites, you would have your own facility, your own backfields, because let's face it, you're not going to be able to go there with 25 players. And we've talked about this previously. You're going to have to take at least your 40-man roster and maybe more players than that for call-ups, for injuries. And so you'd have your own facility, your own clubhouse, and then you'd have your own backfields to keep your minor leaguers sharp, and, you know, in case they needed to be, you know, called up to the big league. So that plan has really intrigued me. But even throwing Texas into the mix, I think as long as every team has their home base, that would be, for me, what would work, you know, would work the best. And so I'm interested. I haven't really seen too much on the Texas end of things, but certainly the Grapefruit League, Cactus League, has been, you know, has certainly intrigued me.
Brian Anderson is joining us. Brian, you just said something I think that's absolutely on the money. Why not have a year where this happens? Well, we're already having that year in every other way, so why would you stop? I would say shame on you if you're not open to the idea of we want to make this work. We're going to have to make some adjustments and do things a little bit differently. I think you're absolutely on the money with that.
You know, I think so, too. I love the thought of everything, like you said, is just completely outside the norm, outside of what we have ever seen in generations of people. And so why not do it? There's going to be an asterisk next to this season anyway, regardless, whether it's going to be shortened to 81 games or whatever we're able to get in. So why not just go all the way? And, oh, by the way, you know, the other thing that the owners want, and it really doesn't get a lot of press at this point, they want realignment. And this gives them almost a built-in run-up excuse to start exploring that further. Hey, listen, we already had to jumble some, you know, divisions up, and it allows that that discussion to open up, especially coming into a collective bargaining agreement with the players. So it opens that door too, because that's something that the owners absolutely want, you know, to cut down on travel, you know, to have us, the Rays, in a division with the Braves, you know, in Atlanta, and keep things close. So that certainly opens the door for that discussion to begin too.
Hey, let me throw two things at you. If you were going to realign the Indians, where would you realign them in with? Would it be Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati? Would it be
I think that's what they would like to do. I really do. I don't know if they would ever be able to go that radical, because now all of a sudden you're talking about completely jumbling the leagues. But I think if they had their druthers, it would be. It'd be Detroit, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. But, you know, if you're going to have a weighted schedule where you play more in your division, it's going to really cut down on travel, which the teams and they're going to love that aspect of it. But I think that that's how radical they would like to get. I don't know if it would ever get to that point, because that's a big change. But certainly, if you could regionalize it like that within divisions, I think at the end of the day, they would love to have that happen, knowing that it's probably going to fall somewhere in the middle and not go that radical, but we'll see.
And BA, Brian, let me follow up with another question just really quick, Jeff. Mike Clevenger yesterday said
going the same
that,
way.
Oh, is that where you're going to go, same place? I don't know if we solved the bite man again, but we ran it yesterday. But, you know, Clevenger came out and said, look, it'd be great, but if we won, there'd be an asterisk on this season because it was a short season. And, you know, if you win the World Series, you want to win it. Like, I'm sorry, if they go out and they play baseball, I don't care if they play a 40-game regular season and then go have the playoffs after that the normal way. Would there be an asterisk on the World Series? Would it mean anything less to win a World Series in a season where you would have to play doubleheaders and you might only play 81 games? Here's the bite. Hang on. Let me listen to the bite in case you haven't heard it.
Okay.
I guess the one would just be the doubleheaders every week, just to get as much games in as possible. I just feel bad for, even if we, you know, this is our magic year, you know, we do go and we win it. It was only an 80-game season. Like, I don't want, like, an asterisk next to, like, you know, our World Series, you know. And that would be my concern. I don't want it to be, you know, looked at as any lesser than another, you know, World Series title, and it'd be hard for us to not look at it as lesser if you only play half the games. So, I mean, that's definitely a concern.
All right, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I understand what he's saying, but I think that, you know, you go out and play, you know, an 81-game schedule, and then you have a playoffs where, you know, the teams that you would have expected to make it, maybe a surprise here or there, they go out and battle, and you win a World Series, you win a World Series. And I think there'll be, and if you're only playing 80 games to 100 games, yeah, it's going to be looked like as a shortened season, but there was nothing anybody could do. And you need to crown a champion, and you need to have someone win the World Series. So it's going to count just as much as any other year. If people want to hold it up and say, well, this was different. It's an asterisk. This team really didn't deserve it. I don't think anybody at this point really cares enough to do that. They just want to see, you know, competition. They want these teams back out there and playing. And so, you know, when you have a lot of downtime and a lot of time to think about what a season may look like, these thoughts will creep into your head. And certainly Mike Clevenger is one of the guys that if the thought creeps into his head, it's going to come out of his mouth. That's just that's how he is built, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think at the end of the day, not necessarily the truth either. You win a World Series in a shortened season because of this pandemic that we're dealing with, and it's still a World Series, and it will be viewed as such.
Brian Anderson's joining us, former Indians pitcher. You can hear him calling Tampa Bay Ray games on television, and BA does a great job on that. The longer that we sit here in this time of uncertainty, Brian, with everything being uncertain, you have players who aren't able to get out there and do anything. And we've touched on this before, but I think it changes as time continues to go on. Time frame for a player to get back up to snuff and for teams to feel comfortable where they could start actually rolling out and playing games. Like, could it be as quickly as you would start to play preseason games, or would you have to go further than that?
You know what? You may have to go a little quicker because anymore, you know, when pitchers and catchers report, you know, then maybe 4 or 5 days later, the position players will report. Now, a lot of them are there anyway, but officially. And then about a week after that, you're starting games. So you're talking about 2 weeks from pitchers, catchers reporting, you're starting your games. You may need to go to 3 weeks, but I think that's where you'll see the rosters expand, especially in the pitching side of things, because they realize they're not going to be able to go through a spring training where you get pitchers stretched all the way out to go 6 or 7 innings right off the bat. So, pitchers may, their first start may be 4 innings. And so you're going to have to carry more pitchers to be able to cover those innings. And that's what I believe that you will see is an expanded roster with a shortened spring training. But from 2 to 3 weeks, I think would be, and 3 weeks would be probably ideal, you could get something up and going where you put a good product on the field. And I'll tell you this, I had a long conversation the other day with our head trainer down here with the Rays, Joe Benj. He's great. You know, one of the better ones that you'll come across. And he was telling me that, you know, they can't obviously have any, you know, person-to-person contact with these players, but they are in communication with them all of the time and sending them workouts and, you know, obviously dealing with any shortcomings that a player may have as far as facilities or, you know, weights. And so they're customizing, tailoring things to keep guys ready to go, understanding that they're going to have to hit the ground running. So as difficult as it is for these guys to stay major league sharp at this time, these training staffs are doing everything they can to keep them as sharp as possible so that when they do end up going back to any type of a spring training scenario, they're going to be able to hit the ground running and a few weeks later be able to go out there and play ball.
All right, before we let you go, I host a Browns Red Zone too. I mean, what do you want the Browns to do tomorrow night?
Make solid picks. Make smart picks. I do love the fact, you know, that Andrew Berry is of the mindset, we're not drafting for need. We're going to go for, you know, the best available player. They draft for talent. Obviously, everybody is thinking left tackle and you know, maybe going that route. But, you know, we'll have to see, you know, who's available. Do they trade down? You know, what happens? But I do love the fact that the GM is like, hey, listen, I'm going to take the best player on the board. Period. We'll worry about where we're going to put them later, but we're going to, you know, fill out this roster with talent. And so I think at the end of the day for the Browns, it doesn't look like it's going to be a splash draft, but it certainly could be a draft to add pieces to make this team, you know, really gel and come together, you know, and be ready to go. So I'm as excited as anybody else, and I'll be real excited to see what the ratings look like, because with everybody just thirsting for new sports footage. I mean, look at the Jordan documentary and what it did. Everybody just looking for something new, and the NFL, as big as it is, that draft is going to be, that's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Can't wait for it.
Brian, as always, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Hey, keep hanging in there in Florida.
Hey, fellas, by the way, have you guys noticed that the hashtag Florida Moron is trending?
No.
You did not.
I can't understand why.
Well, you already know. Listen, we feel it down here. And listen, I'm an Ohioan, but obviously spending the last 10, 12 years down here in Florida, you know, we've got that moniker, that national moniker, Florida Man, you know, because Florida Man's always doing something dopey. And it's now gone to hashtag Florida Moron, that's trending. And I got to be honest with you, as many people as I see out and about that probably shouldn't be, I can't say that I disagree with it too vehemently.
So in other words, stay home, Floridians?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the guy that's been designated to go out and get the supplies. And for the first few weeks of this quarantine, it was a ghost town. When I would go out, it was a ghost town. Now, in the last week and a half or so, when I've gone out down here, it's been uncomfortable. Because it's almost like, is the quarantine been lifted and I haven't gotten the word?
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. And then all of a sudden, you see hashtag Florida moron trending, and I'm like, I get it. I get it.
From the state that gave us the hanging Chad, we now have Chad just hanging.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Well, be safe out there with all the Florida morons, okay?
Yeah, I just hope to not become one. That's my only hope.
Now we're talking. Brian Anderson joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Thanks, BA.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.